Welcome back to the show, everyone. It's 8:35 on Tuesday, September 27th. I am Francoise Rhodes. Real quickly, the Dow is up 84. Your S&P 500 is up about 8.5, and your NASDAQ is up 31 points. All right, joining us in studio is Lloyd Chapman. He is the president of the American Small Business League. Good morning, Lloyd. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on your show.
Well, and we were talking during the break, and frankly, folks, this is very overwhelming, the statistics, everything that you were talking to me about in just 1 minute time, worth of time there. I'm just going, wow, really? So let's start out with the American Small Business League. Who are they?
The American Small Business League is the strongest voice for small businesses in America.
Okay.
We've won more lawsuits, done more television, radio, newspaper, magazines, print, written more legislation, won more lawsuits than every other group in America combined that claims to represent small businesses.
And that is what you do, is you represent small businesses.
Absolutely.
And why are you finding that there's such a lack of representation out there for small businesses?
Well, small businesses don't make a lot of major political contributions. Mm-hmm. And in Washington, that kind of puts you, outside. And small businesses aren't very organized, quite frankly. And I think the biggest factor is most of the groups that a normal person would think that represent small business are just the opposite. If you look at those groups, they're actually funded by Fortune 500 firms, and they're pushing a Fortune 500 firm agenda. So there actually aren't really more than two or three real groups in America that represent small businesses.
And when you say representing small businesses, and we have a lot of small businesses here in the Coachella Valley, mm-hmm. I mean, I think we're founded on local owned and operated. We do have big box, but overall, when you look, when I think, and I could be wrong and correct me at any time, when I look across the board, I see a larger percent of small business owners than I do large retailers.
All right. Well, let's talk about some statistics. The Small Business Administration put out a report that said that 90% of all U.S. firms have less than 20 employees, and they're responsible for 97% of the net new jobs. And the Census Bureau says that there are 28 million small businesses in America, and 98% of all firms in America have less than 100 employees, and they're responsible for over 90% of the net new jobs, is what the Census Bureau said. So, yeah, America is a small business country. It's a small business economy. But all you hear about is Fortune 500 firms on mm-hmm. in the national news, because that's who's running the ads.
Right. They have the money to promote themselves across the board.
Absolutely.
Not just in locally within their area, across the board. All right. And with us, folks, is Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League. Their website is asbl.com. And I will have that on our Facebook page later on today, so you can go to the site and check it out. Now, you sent Roberto actually sent me a press release or some information about some lawsuits you have going on. Now, you told me you have been involved in lawsuits for how long now?
25 years.
25 years. And Lloyd, I have to ask, how did you get involved with all this? There must have been something that set you off to say, okay, enough's enough.
It was my father's fault. He was a contracting officer for the Air Force. I went to work for a little, actually four-person company that was trying to sell computers to the government. My father said, do a Freedom of Information request, to find information about who's buying computers. And I did that, and I wound up in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and won a landmark legal decision that forced the Pentagon to release thousands and thousands of pages of documents to show that they were basically violating law and cheating small businesses out of hundreds of billions of dollars.
So start out on just a simple search. And how long before you actually took this to court?
Oh, I think that case took about 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
And it cost about $180,000.
Now, are you an attorney?
I'm not.
You're not. So who is working with you to take these cases?
I have attorneys around the country that I work with. I've got my attorney, Rob Belshaw, in San Francisco, and different attorneys around the country. But I had a friend of mine in D.C. tell me I've won more lawsuits than anyone he's ever heard of. There's two types of lawsuits. I call them legal battles.
Uh-huh.
So I've won over 100 legal battles against the government. I've won about 32 in court, and then about, 60 or 70 in what's called the administrative process, where they sort of, give up before you take them to court. So from what I've been told, I've won more than anyone else around.
So, and in these cases you are fighting them on behalf of the small business owner.
Yes.
Yes. So when a case is won, and you have won a lot of cases, and you have a lot in court right now, and obviously, folks, we don't have enough time to cover all this, but when you win a case, what actually happens from that win? What changes? Does the way the government works, does that change to benefit the small business owners? Are you actually seeing change from, I mean, this is almost a lifelong battle, I'm thinking, that you've been doing. What are you seeing from the results of a win in court?
Oh, billions more in federal funds go to small businesses. And I expose the fact that they're violating the law. Mm-hmm. And that puts pressure on Congress to adopt policies that stop agencies like the Pentagon, the Small Business Administration, from cheating small businesses. I made 6 phone calls one time in the early 90s and got $500 million in more federal funds for small businesses. It took me about 2 days.
Now, there's a lot of small business owners out there who are probably thinking, I'm just being realistic here. Yeah, right. I mean, really? Is there some way for me to make change? Well, obviously there is. Now, how do small businesses actually get involved with you to be part of this change, to help you, per se, with what you're fighting, your battles, your legal battles?
They should call their congressmen and call their senators and call anybody you know in the media and put it on your Facebook page and Twitter. You know, go to ASBL.com. And LloydChapman.com, look at the stories. Mm-hmm. And there have been, I think, close to 1,000 stories about this in the last 25 years. But be aware of it. But basically, federal law mandates that 23% of all government spending should go to the middle class. Mm-hmm. That's about $276 billion. And that's not happening. The middle class is getting maybe $20 or $30 billion. So if we can win this lawsuit that's going to trial on October 6th, we can get about $250 billion a year for the middle class over, let's just say, no matter who's the next president. That's $1 trillion in the next 4 years. That'll have a huge, huge impact on the middle class economy. It would actually be the largest economic stimulus for the middle class in the history of America.
I mean, this is fascinating. You have a chart in front of me. Can you just explain what is on your chart there?
All right. Here's a pie chart. And 98% of all American companies have less than 100 employees. So 2% have, you know, more than 100. Well, right now, based upon all of our lawsuits and research, the 2% of companies are getting about 95% of every dollar the federal government spends, while the 98% of the rest of the companies in America, the 28 million, are getting about 5%. And that's what I'm fighting to change.
Well, it definitely needs some change. That's a statistic that should scare everyone out there with a small business. So we have a couple minutes. Can you touch base on the lawsuit you have currently going right now?
Well, I've got two. I'm suing the Small Business Administration to get an injunction to stop from them doing two things. Number one, quit giving federal small business contracts to Fortune 500 firms, which I think most people would agree with is a good idea. Mm-hmm. And secondly, to quit lying about the fact that they're hitting this 23% goal. The law says 23% of all contracts, which in 2015 was about $1.2 trillion. The SBA excluded two-thirds of that down to less than $400 billion to claim that they hit that goal. So we're asking the judge to enjoin them from giving small business contracts to Fortune 500 firms and enjoin them from fabricating the government's compliance with the goal by excluding two-thirds of all federal acquisitions from these calculations.
And with us, folks, again, is Lloyd Chapman, the president of the American Small Business League. And Lloyd, so you're not suing them for money. You're suing them to do things, to make changes, to do what's right.
I'm suing them to give the middle class an additional $250 billion a year. And by the way, I've won 99% of all my lawsuits.
That like I said, that really is incredible because the people, they don't, a lot of small business owners, they don't know who really is fighting for them. And again, like I say, they get a little bit lost in the shuffle. Now, you have so many, these are the two current lawsuits. Do you have others going on as well?
I've got some in the background. I'm going to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals with the Pentagon on December 14th. On a lawsuit that I actually won several months ago. And if I win that one, that will force the Pentagon to release about, 20 years worth of documents that should expose about $2 trillion in fraud.
I mean, this really is fascinating. How come we're not seeing you on all these political shows, all these financial shows? Why do they not want you
Good
on these
question.
Shows?
Yeah. I've done all the shows. Uh-huh. And around 2013, the Pentagon got tired of me ringing their bell on national television. They hired a big public relations firm. So they don't want me, you know, out here talking about
course.
This. So they've put forth a big campaign to shut me down.
Lloyd, very fascinating. This really is. And folks, for more information, I'll make sure this is posted on our Facebook page, Money Radio 1200. But the website is asbl.com. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, it really is fascinating. We wish you all the luck in the world, and we hope to keep up on this and see where
sure.
we can go from there. All right. Okay, folks, on that, sadly, I'm sorry, but we have to go to break. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Business for Breakfast right here on Money Radio 1200 KPSF.